السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we send peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah. Adam alayhi salam, great prophet Nuh alayhi salam, prophet Ibrahim, prophet Moses, prophet Jesus, and final prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them, upon their families, upon their followers. I want to remind you and myself, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah as you ought to be mindful of Him, and live your whole life until the end as Muslims, as those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the right path and to bless us and remove all difficulties, all problems, especially this pandemic that is causing so much havoc. And we are not able to pray in our masajid as we used to do. And we have many other difficulties and issues. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this from us and bless us and help the humanity to follow the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. This is an ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 3. Allah says, cooperate in matters of righteousness and piety, and do not cooperate in the matters of sin and aggression, and be mindful of Allah. Indeed, Allah is severe in punishment. That means this is what Allah's command is. And if you are not going to abide by this command, then be aware of the punishment of Allah. Be aware of the severe consequences of turning away from this path. So Islam teaches us that we should do good things, and also teaches us that we should cooperate in doing good things. So whosoever does good things, if it is possible to cooperate, if it is possible to make an alliance, if it is possible to work together to promote good, peace, justice, righteousness, tolerance, care and compassion, all of these things, good values, Islam emphasizes that we should do them ourselves as Muslims. And wherever there is a call for that, we should cooperate and we should collaborate and we should make alliances. In the life of the Prophet ﷺ, there is a beautiful example when he was even before he became the Prophet of Allah, before he received the divine call of prophethood, he was involved in an alliance, and this alliance is called Hilful Fudul. In the society at that time in Mecca was a very difficult society. People are going through a lot of difficulties and problems, social problems. People used to fight each other and do not care for the poor and the needy and the orphans and the widows. So the good people of Mecca, some good people of Mecca, they gather together in the house of Abdullah ibn Jud'an. Abdullah ibn Jud'an was known as a generous man, the person who used to take care of the poor and the needy. So many people gathered in the house of Abdullah ibn Jud'an, and there they made an agreement. They made an alliance. And that alliance says that Allah yajidu bi makkata mazluman min ahliha aw ghayrihim mimman dakhalaha min sa'iri nas illa qamu ma'ahu wa kanu ala man zalamahu hatta turadda alayhi mazlamatu fusammat quraishun zalika al-hilf hilf al-fudul. It is mentioned in the biography of the Prophet sallam by Ibn Hisham, and says they agreed and made a commitment that if they found anyone, whether a native of Mecca or an outsider, was wronged, they would take his part against the aggressor and see that whatever was misappropriated was restored to him. The Quraysh called this alliance as the alliance of the righteous. So the Prophet ﷺ was involved in this alliance of the righteous. And this was before he became the Prophet of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the message and appointed him as his prophet, and of course, then his whole life was in promoting good. But even he remembered this alliance at that time. And he mentioned that if, he said that his own words, لَقَدْ شَهِدْتُ فِي دَارِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ جُدْعَانِ حِلْفًا مَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ لِي بِهِ حُمْرَ النَّعَمِ وَلَوْ أُدْعَى بِهِ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لَأَجَبْتُ. I joined in the house of Abdullah ibn Jud'an in alliance that I would not give up for anything. And if I am called to take part in it now in Islam, I shall indeed respond. So alliance was good alliance with anyone. And the Prophet ﷺ, even after he became the Prophet, he would respond to the call in the name of this alliance. That is the emphasis in Islam of doing good and cooperating in the matters of goodness. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ, as the Quran says, and make cooperation and cooperate in the matters of righteousness. Now we are at a challenging time. And this time, it is needed that everyone do some good things. And wherever there is a call for something good, we should cooperate. We should work together. And that is the call of this time. That is the need of this time. We are going through a terrible pandemic that has killed, there are 97 million people in the world who are victims of this, who have suffered this pandemic, and more than 2 million died. In our own country here, 24 million have suffered and are suffering. And 413,000, more than 413,000 have died. So it's a terrible pandemic, and it needs attention of everyone. It needs working together. Then there is also economic crisis. Millions of people have lost their jobs and they are in difficulty. There are also issues of political turmoil, racial turmoil, environmental issues, environmental problems. So all these problems are there, and but we are very thankful to Allah. We are very happy that we have a new administration. Last Wednesday, we had the oath-taking ceremony of our new president and vice president. And the president, after taking an oath, President Biden, he gave a very powerful speech. And in this speech, he emphasized unity and working together. So I would like to highlight some of the points that he made in this speech, because it's very important that we should reflect on that. And it's coming from the highest authority in our country. So we have to think about it and what we should do and how we can work on that. So the president emphasized, he said, once in a century virus that silently stalks the country has taken as many lives in 1 year as Americans lost in all World War II. Millions of jobs have been lost. Hundreds of thousands of businesses closed. A cry for racial justice, some 400 years in the making, moves us. The dream of justice for all will be deferred no longer. A cry for survival comes from planet itself. A cry that can't be any more desperate or any more clear. And now a rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat. So he kind of summarized the major issues, the major problems that the country is facing, and to some extent the world is facing also. And he said that I ask every American to join me in this cause, uniting to fight the foes we face, anger, resentment, hatred, extremism, lawlessness, violence, disease, joblessness, and hopelessness. So these are the diseases, these are the issues, these are the problems. And they need that everyone in the country, people of all faiths, all Americans, and all the people who live here, they work together on that. So it's his call for unity, his call for working together. It's a very important call. And this is the call that is we should hear to. He said, let us begin to listen to one another, hear one another, see one another, show respect to one another. Politics does not have to be a raging fire, destroying everything in its path. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. And we must reject the culture in which facts themselves are manipulated and even manufactured. So emphasis that people not manipulate facts and do not manufacture. Actually, lies are manufactured. And misinformation, propaganda against each other that is going on. So he emphasized this point that this is the need of the time. So we appreciate these words and we support our president in these good values. We hope that they will be practiced by his administration and he will find full support of the nation. All parties, all people, they will support that because America needs that. And America is a powerful country, influential country. If a good example is set here, it will help, it will affect the world. So it is very much needed. And as citizens, as people who live here and enjoy the life here, it is our duty to cooperate. We are very thankful that President Biden started changing some of the policies that were very harmful for the country. And they harmed hundreds of families, thousands of people. They harmed, especially what is called the Muslim ban. President Biden, in his speech at ISNA, Islamic Society of North America, last September, virtual speech at the convention of the Islamic Society of North America, he pledged. He said, on the first day of my inauguration, if I win the election, I will remove this ban. And he kept his word, he kept his promise. And last Wednesday, he removed the ban. Good news for the lot of people who are suffering, lot of families that were broken. And families, people cannot meet, cannot come to see their relatives and be united with their families. So we are thankful, and I'm sure the families that were suffering, they should be very, they will be very thankful. They will be praying for the president and praying for the country that may God bring peace and harmony and progress in the country that provides that kind of support and help for the people. So we hope that the values that president so clearly and so passionately articulated in his address will become the policies of his administration. They should be enforced at home, and they should also guide America's foreign relations. America should be known for promoting harmony and peace and justice in the world. So these values are not only for home, but these values should be also for the world, especially in areas where people are facing difficulties, and America can make a lot of difference. American influence can make a lot of difference. A president said, we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. Beautiful point. It is not only by the example of power, but the power of the example. And the example must be good. This example must be righteous and correct. And if this is done, then it will open the way for peace and progress, safety and security for America and for the world. So we wish him and his government well. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help humanity to live in peace, justice, safety, security. Ameen. It is a good moment in the country, and hopefully this will bring good results, inshallah, with our prayers, with our support, and the cooperation of all people. So our emphasis is to have unity and harmony for every people, for people of the land, as well as for the people of the world. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the right path and bless us. Inshallah, we'll make some dua for the people who are suffering. The number of people who are in pain and suffering because of COVID or some other reasons. So we make dua for them. Especially make dua for our brother Yunus Lakhani, sister Selina Yazdan, sister Lowell Rabbani, brother Rizaul Karim, sister Nasima Ansar, and brother Samir, and sister Shahida Mirza, and their daughters Sara, Alina, Amira, and Amal. We pray for all of them. May Allah bring the whole family with remove their difficulties and cure them. And our sister Maqsooda Parveen, Alhamdulillah, she is back at home. She is getting better, but is still experiencing some health concerns. So make dua that Allah give her full shifa, complete cure, inshallah. So all of these people, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfi anta shafi, la shafi illa anta shifaan la yugadiru suqma. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shifaan la shifa illa shifa. Shifaan la yugadiru suqma. Also, there are a number of people who passed away. Some of them, their names are here. Brother Nabil Khan Khan, Brother Abdul Khaliq Batla, a neighbor of the masjid, and Sister Mumtaz Begum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them maghfirah. Allahumma ighfir lahum, warhamhum, wa'afihim, wa'afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum, wassi' mudkhalahum. Allahumma ighsil khatayahum bilma'i wassalji walbarad. اللهم نقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم جازهم بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا اللهم ارحمهم يا الله اللهم صبر أهلهم يا الله اللهم صبر أهلهم والله we pray to you to bless them, have mercy upon them and also give patience to their family members and give them comfort, O Allah. Also, I would like to mention that our Garden Grove Police Department's Community Police Officer, Lieutenant John Reynolds, passed away. He was a good friend of the community and very supportive of Islamic Society of Orange County and Orange Crescent School. He used to visit our campus often and always ready to offer guidelines and tips on how to keep our community vigilant and safe. So we at the Islamic Society of Orange County and Orange Crescent School, we offer our sincere condolences to Garden Grove Police Department, to his wife, Gina, and his two adult daughters and one 18-month-old son. Our condolences to all of them. And we pray that may God give them comfort. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته